first.
So in case you guys want to pass that clarification, so you know how to and you know how to get your stuff on screen, right?
And this portion of the video.
Yeah, Caleb right there.
That cable.
There's this one. Function F eight.
Okay. Who's gonna do a PowerPoint presentation?
I'll leave.
You will as well?
I probably will, yeah.
Okay.
I just want to, because basically I can't, I'm really crap at remembering everyone's names, so I just want to, rather than going and miss marketing and miss this and miss that, I want to know your names again.
Okay.
And I'm just going to leave this up here. So,
okay.
Sure, that's a good idea.
So,
I'm Catherine, you will see. C A T H E R I N.
Okay. And.
Gabriel.
Gabriel. EL?
EL.
Okay. And your.
Risa. R E I double S A.
B I S A.
Double S A. Yeah. Sorry.
Nice. Okay. It's just a bit nicer calling people by their names, I think.
Right.
Okay. Okay, right, welcome to meeting B. This is going to go a lot better than the last meeting, basically, because I know what I'm supposed to be doing now. I am your project manager, and yeah, I'm just here to, you know, sort of liaise between the three of you and get things going, get people talking, and I'm going to be making notes and sending them off to the powers that be and stuff, basically. Right, this, for the purposes of this meeting, what this meeting is all about is I'm going to have some presentations from all three of you, what you've been working on for the last wee while, when you haven't been getting hit with spam on your computers and you know, filling out silly questionnaires and things. But hopefully you've been actually been doing something productive. So we're going to, each of you are going to give us a little presentation. Then we're going to work, you know, from each of your presentations, we'll talk about what we actually need as a final coming together of it all. And then we'll sort of conclude, and anything else comes up at the end of it.
How long is the meeting?
This meeting, it's not very long. It's probably down to about 35 minutes now.
Okay.
So I want each of your presentations to not be too long. Five.
No problem.
5 minutes, something like that. If you haven't done a PowerPoint thingy, it doesn't matter. It just says that's just one particular medium. If you haven't had time to prepare one, you can draw stuff on the noteboard, you can talk to us, you can, you know, however you want to do your little presentation, basically, you can. Don't feel pressurized into using this thing, because I don't. okay, so, you okay over there?
Myself? I'm fine, yeah.
Are you joining in with this meeting here?
Are you
just doing some internet shopping there?
No. Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, jolly good. All right, let's have, well, we all know that it's a remote control that we're going to be dealing with. Mm. I think the first thing we should look at is probably the, what it is that it's actually supposed to be. So that's going to be you, Catherine.
Okay.
We want to hear from you first.
Okay. Just going to turn this.
You don't have to worry about screwing it in. Just
really? Okay.
There you go.
Cool. Okay. I've got a very quick camera. Okay. So the working design, I've got a very quick presentation on this. So, oh no, you can't see a thing. Oh well, I'm going to draw it on the board then. It's in blue and I couldn't change it. But it's fine on my screen, but never mind. So the idea is that we've got the energy source, which in our case, So I think maybe two batteries, I don't know what they call, LR6 or something like that. And then on the remote control itself, we'll have the sender for the signal, which could be an infrared signal. Which will be sent by an electronic chip. And the chip will be controlled by the user interface. So we'll hear about that later from Gabriel. Mm-hmm. And the sender will send to the tele itself an infrared signal to tell it to switch on or switch channels. And that's it really for the working design.
Great.
Okay. Sorry, the presentation wasn't very clear.
I prefer to
really?
Get in touch personally.
Cool.
Yeah.
Should I erase this?
Do you want to just give us a moment? I just
okay.
want to copy this down.
Fine.
I don't know if you guys have got any questions for Catherine on any of this.
Or suggestions.
Is a battery like the only way of?
Well, it's just you don't want it plugged in, really.
Yeah, alternate energy source like wind power. Or
no, indoors.
No, I meant
blow
like.
It and
no, because like
bicycle power.
Always changing batteries can get like annoying. Batteries down and maybe.
I don't know.
Solar charge.
I think changing your batteries once every 6 months is not really a pain, but.
Yeah, it's worked for the last 50 years, you know.
One question I have, and I don't know how much control we have over this, is as far as the infrared signal, do we have control over, you know, how far away you can be from the receiving unit, the TV, and still have it be operational? I mean, maybe we want one with a strong signal strength.
How far away is your television?
Yeah.
It's never going to be more than
well, the thing
it's
is
never going to be.
You
unless you've got a TV the size of a football match, it doesn't have to go that far, does it? It doesn't have to go through a wall, because you're not going to be looking through a wall.
Yeah, but it's like you're on the phone in the other room and you need to turn the television off or something and you don't really want to go into the, put the telephone down and go into the other room.
Well, we can make the signal strong enough to go through walls if you fancy it. I didn't think about that.
How about Bluetooth? Instead of using infrared, use Bluetooth.
Why not?
Is
I just think
signal?
That it's going to cost more, and
yeah,
I'm not
it
sure
sounds like
you're going to use it.
We don't want to overcomplicate things.
Mm.
You know, we don't need
it's a
it.
Fancy idea. It's quite nice, but then I don't know. Either you, if you want to watch the telly, you're in the room. You're going to
Exactly. Basically, we're designing marketing a television remote control unit. We're designing something that you can plug in a headset to and you know, connect to your laptop computer and stuff. It's
Oh, we can keep the idea if you. We can see at a later stage maybe. But
okay. Right, well done. Catherine? Gabrielle?
Do you need the board or
something? I'm just going to use the PowerPoint. Okay. Technical strokes. Okay, so while this is warming up, there it is. So I'm doing the user interface design.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, as far as methods, I was looking at already existing remotes, trying to find some inspiration from designs that are already out there, thinking of what we can retain, what we can do away with, what we can perfect a little bit as far as design. We don't want to do something that's too radical of a change, I guess. I mean, people want a remote that's familiar, that has their favorite functionalities, and does the basics,
yeah.
But so we can improve what's out there and maintain that the basic functionality that people want. So things that seem like absolute must-haves would be volume control, so up-down keys for that, channel keys up-down, but then also a numerical keypad so that they can just key directly to the channel that they want rather than doing up down, and a mute button. One thing that I didn't include here that I forgot that we talked about last time was doing some sort of lock function.
Okay.
I don't know. That's one possibility. And so in the research that I was doing, there's basically two types of remotes: ones that are engineering centered and ones that are more user centered. Actually, I don't know if I can access the web page from here. I can show you. So this is an engineer-centered one. So you see it's rather busy, but it also lets you play your movie, stop your movie, fast forward, all this.
Mm-hmm.
Freeze frame. And this is a user-centered one. It's easier to just glance at this and see what's possible to do. You're not going to be staring at it for 5 minutes.
Right.
And judging from what we all talked about during our last meeting, I kind of gathered that that's what we were going after, or the direction that we were going in at least. So the engineering-centered ones provide a lot of functionality, but it can be a little bit overwhelming. So the user-centered ones just focus on ease of use. And this sort of overlaps with the marketing person, Risa, because we need to find out what people want before we make firm decisions on this. So, that's me.
Great, okay. Now, I just have a question for you. This research that you've been doing, looking at other, you know, existing units and stuff, have you found that anyone else has looked into the locking function?
No, that seemed like a novel idea as far as I know. I mean, obviously another that exists, like you said, in mobile phones.
Yeah.
That was sort of the inspiration for it. I've never seen that in all my years in the remote business. I've never seen a locking functionality.
Mm.
I don't know. What do you guys have a yay or nay on that, a feeling about whether that's really necessary?
I would say it's, if it's simple to do, which I think it probably should be.
Yeah.
Even if it's a physical, you know, a physical switch or a physical cover for the remote,
mm-hmm.
even something like that. Then yes, it's, or like, you know, like you said earlier on, a flip thing, something like that, but, you know, being physical, look into. I've had word down from head office that something that we should be centred at, well, something we should take into account is we've got to keep the corporate image within this remote control unit. It's got to look like it's an R&R. Right. You know, the company is, it's, from what I can see from our other products, a yellow with blue writing on it.
And our motto is we put the fashion
in electronics. Fashion in electronics. Mm. There you go.
I think we have to carry that mantle.
So it's kind of got to look, it's got to look new and, you know, something fashionable. If remote control, well, if telephones can be fashionable, then maybe remote control units can be.
Mm. Well, yeah, these, I think we can, so we talked about the layout in my presentation, or what I didn't mention yet really is the sort of, like, the ergonomic design.
Yeah, I
think we can make big improvements over these two that you see here.
Everything
is going to ergonomic, you know, there's, you know, mice for your computers that are very ergonomic and keyboards, and that could be one of our niches, sort of, in the market, I guess.
Okay, fantastic. Well, well done, Gabrielle. Lisa. Plug you in, baby.
Here. Yeah, this is getting a little tangled, I guess that's... Yeah, then you just have to do function F8 and it should come up.
Oh. Function perfect.
No.
Yeah,
it just takes a second
really well.
Right. Okay. Let's hope this works. Okay. Well, from a marketing report, we observed remote control users in the usability lab, and also gave, so this is research, and we also gave participants questionnaires to fill out. Total number of people tested were 100, just so you know, so that 100 people were tested, and these were the findings. So 75% of users find the remote control ugly. Okay, so they don't like the look of the remote control. 80% of them would spend more money if the remote control looked really cool and fancy. I think we all agree with that. Current remote controls do not match well with the operating behavior of the user. So they don't like the way they operate, it doesn't like match how people behave. 30% of the users say that they only use 10% of the buttons on the remote. So probably if you have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the whole up to 10, they probably don't use those, they only use the up and down channels.
We've only got 5 channels.
Yeah, exactly. That's another thing. 75% of users say they zap. I'm not quite sure what they mean, zap. It goes like...
Then that's flicking quickly between channels.
Yeah, you want to navigate the channels quickly.
Takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote, I think, especially for the older generation. I know my grandmother doesn't like mobile phones. It takes ages to work out to use. Anyway, and they also, remotes often get lost in the room, so nobody can find them. Yeah. So maybe tracking devices is a good idea. Personal.
Wow. You are a child of technology, aren't you?
I was thinking something easy to use, especially for older people. Has to look really cool, flash and groovy, people to buy it. And it's easy to find. So I don't know whether maybe, and also we asked them whether they wanted, whether they'd be interested in voice activating. So voice activation. So, and this was what we came up with. And if you look, 15 to 25, this is age, sorry, I'll move that out of the way. Age group, so 15 to 25 said, like 91% of them said yes. So basically the majority, except for the 45 to 55 year olds, for some reason didn't want a voice activated one, and neither did the older generation, but the younger generation who we are catering for like who have most of the money nowadays do want a voice act speech recognition.
But do the younger generation have the money?
No, I would say
they don't. It's the older generation are the ones that have gone out.
Well, the 25 to 35 year old, the 35 and the 35 to 45, 45.7%.
People from the age of 30, there's a big drop off there. For people up to the age of 35, they're kind of saying, yeah, they want it. But no, they're not the sort of, most people that have the money are people from the age of 35 to 55.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
They're the ones that have been working for 20 years.
Well.
And that's quite a minority there that say, yeah, it's not even like 50-50, that's 35%.
These guys are growing up.
What about just from the perspective of our manufacturing cost? I mean, if it's $12.50 per unit.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, there's.
Voice activation might not be the best.
I would say scrap that straight off.
Also with buttons, a thing called RSI, so wrist sense.
Repetitive strain.
Huh?
Repetitive strain injury.
Yeah, strain injury. So they don't. I think people who watch TV maybe too often keep changing the channel and it hurts their wrist.
Maybe they shouldn't watch so much TV.
So that's something we should have a look into then.
Yeah.
When designing the ergonomics, to see, have a look if there's any medical background we can find out about.
Maybe instead of pressing button, it could be just touching.
We just want need to cover our asses so that people aren't going to sue us in 10 years' time and say, your remote control gave me repetitive strain injury.
Yeah. We should probably consult with our legal department.
Yeah. They're having a lunch break at the moment, but... Yeah. We'll see if I can get hold of them for the next meeting.
I think we can do some really... In that department, the ergonomic department, we can make some really good improvements.
Mm. Maybe the buttons not sticking up, so you don't have to press so much. Maybe just like flat buttons or something. Yeah.
Okay.
So that is me.
That's great. Thank you very much for that, Risa. Okay, so we've decided that it's going to, you know, we're going for a basic television remote. It's got to be safe to use, it's got to look cool, it's got to be cheap. Now, going back to the industrial design of it, you know, we're looking at whether to use maybe infrared or Bluetooth. I think we should just go with the simplest option on everything. And that would be infrared energy source, that would be batteries. We can look into using the little tiny weenie batteries or lot special long-lasting batteries. I don't think there's any point in making a remote control unit that's going to last for 50 years because technology would have changed and, you know, we won't have televisions in 10 years' time. So, I think we're all pretty sussed on that. Anyone have any questions? Everybody happy in their work?
Yeah, it seems like we're all pretty much on the same page.
Now, this is good. We've got a good structure going on. We all know where we're going to. Have any of you lot been getting loads of crap spam on your computers?
It's probably just you because you're the project manager.
No, just questioning.
Yeah.
So trying to sell you things. And
yeah, loads of stuff. Okay. Have you guys found out if we can email stuff to each other?
Yeah, you can.
Right. Okay. Do you all know my email address?
No, I don't.
Well, in the project announcement, you've got the addresses, I think.
Oh.
So project manager, it's participant1@.
Can you all email me your email addresses?
Well,
you have them.
participant1.
But we'll send you an email.
Send
you want to have friends, don't you?
Yeah, okay.
So are we headed towards like a big yellow and black remote as far as, maybe that's our next meeting.
Is it yellow and black or is it yellow and blue? I kind of thought it was blue writing on a yellow background, but I might be just going.
Well, it's like white on white and blue on a black background, white with yellow borders.
Okay.
Maybe that's getting ahead of ourselves.
Maybe you can come up with a couple of different ideas.
Can't we have different colours in our maps so somebody can choose different colours?
The thing is we've got to keep the company image. It's got to say, people have got to look at this remote control and instantly recognise that it's a real reaction.
But if it's an RR, it would be a real reaction. Like if it had
this.
There's
loads of
it.
Companies that called RR. This is slogan, but this is the slogan. This is the
And this is something that came on down from the higher ups. Yeah. So I mean, we're sort of beholden to them.
So we have to have it one colour.
Well, not necessarily.
Not one colour, but
we have to incorporate
it. Needs to be recognisable.
Not necessarily even, it just has to, you have to look at the product and instantly know that it's one of our products, as opposed to a Sony product or a Panasonic product. It's got to, so you can have a look at our other products and see if they all follow a similar vein, perhaps.
But it could come in different colours and have the RR colours just somewhere, like, just around the lock button could be the RR logo or colours and
Well, this is all your department. Okay. Well done, everybody. And I think we stop for lunch now.
Yeah, pretty soon, I think. I guess that's now.
Have we finished ahead of schedule?
We might possibly have done.
Cool.
All right. See you all soon.
If we finished 5 minutes before the meeting's supposed to finish, then that means we get an extra 5 minutes for lunch.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. Right. I just have a few little bits and pieces I have to write down, but take your headsets off, kick back, smoke them if you got them.